Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin 1814. It's kind of a rainy night here. I'm sitting out on my porch as just the cars drive by. It's cooling down finally. And I had another yikes of a day. And so it's kind of feeling... Okay, see, hear that? I live by two churches, one on one side of the river, and one right across from my house. So you're hearing the 8 o'clock chimes from the Lutheran church. Had another crappy day, and I don't think tomorrow will be any better. Just some political stuff going on, or some stuff going on dealing with a project. I'll leave it at that. So kind of one of those days, just in a blah mood. Came home tonight, just trying my best to get out of that mood. And sometimes I can just leave work at work. But tonight, it's just another one of those nights where it's been bugging me. So I get home, I get an email from my new sister-in-law. She had a link up that she and my brother sent us from their photographer. I don't know how much they paid for their photographer, but I doubt it was enough. Photographer put all her pictures online, and there's about 800 of them. And one of the things my brother and sister-in-law did was actually they spent a little extra money, and they'll get a CD or DVD with all 800 of these pictures, so we can just go and take them to wherever to get developed however we want. So I'm hoping to actually snag that CD this weekend, just copy the files to my computer and have at her. There's some amazing pictures on there. The photographer did a wonderful job, and their wedding was a little over a month ago now. It was the big deal of the year. You know, we planned, and they didn't miss a beat. I tell you, they was one of the best, if not the best, wedding I've ever been to. I was the best man. But they just thought so much of everybody and included everybody. It was a large wedding, big wedding party, lots of guests, big family wedding. And you can tell friends and family mean a lot to them, and they certainly didn't forget anybody in the day. Being the best man, I gave a speech that I kind of stressed out about, and it turned out really well. Maybe one night I'll do a special audio boo about that speech. But there's even pictures of me giving the speech, and that just means a lot. They asked me to do the slideshow at dinner, so I did a three-song video slideshow, about 15 minutes. Spent a lot of time, a lot of work on it, and it looked really good, and I really was really happy with it. Made a few people cry, and that was my goal. I actually also shot their engagement pictures a year ago, and that meant a lot. It meant a lot for me to be this included. It meant a lot for them to have me do it, and we were all really happy with things. So yeah, it was one of those days, but I tell you what, it ended up on a good note. I just kind of glanced through the contact sheets, you know, like 25 photos per page or whatever of all 700 or 800 or whatever. And I tell you, it's pretty cool. There's so many good memories, so many good times. It's so hard to believe that was a month ago. It was the climax of the summer, of a really crappy summer. My summer started out in mid-May, or mid-April rather. My grandma had a stroke, and she's not getting better. My mom's cousin killed himself. My mom's sister, we found out, it was diagnosed with MS. So there's been a lot of family stuff on top of a very stressful work summer. So it's not been a good summer, and without this family wedding, it would have been a horrible wedding, or a horrible summer. But it's like the family wedding was the saving grace, and it was such an amazing time, just an amazing savior, really, of a summer. So I'm so happy that we have it, and I was talking to my sister about it, and we both agree that because we're older, we probably appreciate things like this a lot more, and it was so special. So I'm running out of time, so just some thoughts about today and about my brother's wedding. I'm close to my family. Family is everything to me. And today is just another reason how they can just, you know, we can carry each other. So that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.